All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Glad you're with us. Glad you could be here. Thanks for coming. Come on in, get settled, get comfy, because it's time once again for the Brew University Roundtable. It's the best part of your day. You couldn't be more excited to be here because it's the best part of your day. With that, I think it's time to get rocking and rolling. So let me take a moment here now and introduce my guest. So today's topic for the Brew University Roundtable, of course, is open enrollments and open enrollment for 2021, benefits and all the good stuff. It's that time of year, right? The fall leaves come around, the seasons change, you put on a sweater and you start thinking about your benefits package for next year. And that's what today is all about. So I'm excited to have my guests here with me on the line. I've got our JJ Taylor benefits guru, Rosanna Anderson Prasad, our Tampa HR benefits specialist, and with us from Cigna, our senior engagement consultant who's been with us since 2017, Annabelle Blanner is here as well. Hi, Annabelle. Hi, Rosanna. Thanks for joining us here at the roundtable.
Hello there.
Glad to have you both here. So it is open enrollment season, and that is pretty much the playoffs, right? I mean, this is like, it's been the playoffs, and now we're about to hit the Super Bowl of your calendar year as everything comes together and we get everybody re-enrolled for 2021. So I know we're going to have questions as we go along, and I can't wait to hear them from everybody in the audience. But let's talk a little bit about the basics to get started, and then we'll sort of see where that leads us. Open enrollment's right around the corner, but what are the exact dates for this year's open enrollment period?
Yeah, so open enrollment is going to be October 26th through November 9th. So employees have 2 full weeks to get their benefits completed. Go in, make changes, you know, do whatever you have to do. So be sure to get any changes done within your 2 week window, because after November 9th, there are no exceptions. Once we're done, because then we have to move on to just getting everything ready for 2021.
Okay, so if they have something on November 10th that they forgot to do, no, that's it. It's...
No, I promise you guys, I'm super nice, but when it comes to open enrollment dates, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I love it. Very cool. All right. So open enrollment dates, the 26th through the 9th, that's the window to make changes for anything that's going on this year. And this year, is this what we would call sort of an active enrollment or sort of more of a passive enrollment year? How much change can everybody be expecting? What are some of maybe the big ideas just in terms of how that's going to work for them?
So this year it's passive, meaning if you don't want to make any changes, you don't have to do anything in Dayforce.
The plans aren't changing, right? We're not doing some crazy new options or going all over the place. It's really just that the plans are the same. And if you like the plan you have and you want to stick with the plan you have next year, you don't really have to do much unless that plan is the HSA. Is that right?
That's correct. If you are enrolled in a health savings account, you want to continue in the health savings account in 2021, you will have to go in and re-elect just the HSA portion. If you don't want to make any changes to any other benefits, that will remain in place. But just, I mean, while you're in it, just go in and double check, make sure whatever you're enrolled in is what you want to keep for next year. But for HSA enrollees, if you want to continue in the HSA in 2021, you will have to go in and re-elect, just like you've done in the past. Every year you have to do it. But you'll see that in your open enrollment books that everyone should be getting by next week in the mail.
Yeah. Tell us more about the packet. So we're actually going to get a packet mailed to our homes. Is that correct, with stuff we need to know?
That's correct. So, but there were slight plan changes, you know, within the plans as far as co-pays go. Those went up a little bit. But plans itself, those did not change. So we still have our 250, 500, 1,017 plans. Those are all staying the same, and just a slight increase in premiums. So in your booklet, be sure to read it. Everything that you need to know is in there. Everything that I've mentioned already is in that booklet, spelled out for you. Rates are in there. Plans are in there. You know, all of our benefits, just little details and things that you need to know. Everything is in that book.
Awesome. So a little bit of a reminder on everything that we'll have available to us month by month.
Yes, it's a very detailed packet. You'll get an open enrollment book, which everything that I just said is listed in your books. And you'll also get a flyer about Health Advocate and one about our medical tourism. That's going to be a new offering under our Cigna plans. Yeah, the best way to do it is on a computer, because trust me, you don't want to be looking at your enrollment on a phone or an iPad. It's just way too small. Desktop is better. So you'll just log into Dayforce, go to benefits, click on 2021 open enrollment. Make sure your dependents are there. If you're adding dependents, that you add them. And you provide marriage license for spouse, birth certificates for children if they are not on your plan already. So any newly added dependents, we need documentation in HR for them. But as you go through your enrollment, it'll ask you for dependents, beneficiaries, you know, update that information as well if you need to, or add a beneficiary if you don't have one for your life insurance plans. And then it'll take you to the second screen, which is your actual enrollment. So on that screen, that's where you'll go and you'll make changes. And then you'll get to a summary page. Excuse me, just be sure that everything on that summary page is what you want for next year. Because once you hit submit, if you go back in a second time, it may erase and you may have to do everything all over again. So just confirm that, you know, whatever you want is there. The best thing to do is look at the plans again, because sometimes, you know, things change every year, depending on your situation. So just double check the plans, check your rates, see what the best coverage and the best options are for you and your family if you have dependents.
Now, if someone's having trouble with the Dayforce application, or if they forgot their password, can't get into the app, who should they reach out to make sure they can get into Dayforce?
You can contact any member of your HR team and we can reset it for you.
Probably something they should do before the 26th just to make sure they're ready to go, right?
Yeah, so I was going to mention too in a little bit, you know, now's a good time to update your address in Dayforce if you've moved or if it's changed recently, because everyone's going to get a new Cigna ID card this year. And so we need to have your correct, you know, information. And it probably would have been best a couple of weeks ago because packets and everything went out. But, you know, I have that information. If anybody needs a copy, we can always get it to you.
Sounds good. All right. So October 26th to November 9th, those are the dates. Make sure you've got your calendar marked, your current calendar, because the new one may not have arrived in your mail just yet, and it's for next year anyway. And then once that date arrives, head into Dayforce. You can start working on your 2021 open enrollment. The packet will have everything you need. So it's a passive enrollment. If you like what you have, you can stick with what you have. If it's the HSA, just make that update and confirm for the year. But otherwise, pretty much the same stuff rolling forward. So with a passive enrollment, we mentioned that the plans aren't fundamentally changing, but that there are some tweaks going on inside the plans. Where should people look if they want to make sure they see that information and compare their plans properly? What little changes should they be paying attention to in this year's open enrollment?
So some of the copays changed. And when you look at your open enrollment book, there's a plan design chart and it shows you, it lists all the plans. So you can take a look at that. And then we also have our current 2020 documents on Dayforce under forms. So if you ever wanted to compare them, you can look at the two to see, you know, what you currently have versus what it will be in 2021. It's minor changes. I think with copays, it was like a $5 increase, something very minimal.
Fantastic. And are premiums making a big change this year? Or can we expect to pay about what we paid last year for next year?
There is a slight increase. There's not an exact percentage, but I mean, there definitely is an increase. Nothing too crazy that anyone should be worried about. You know, I always tell employees, like, we're so lucky to have great coverage at JJ Taylor, and we pay a decent price compared to a lot of other companies. So, you know, it is what it is. Like, times change every year, benefits change every year, plans, healthcare just changes every year. So for us to, you know, we haven't done increases every year. So it was time that we did one.
Yeah, I mean, we're really fortunate, obviously, that, you know, we have an ownership and a leadership here that cares a lot about this stuff and puts a lot of investment behind it. You know, we pick up 75% of our employees' healthcare, and as an employee, we only pay 25% of the total premium to begin with. Obviously, healthcare costs go up, healthcare prices change. If the total goes up for everybody, then, you know, everybody's paying a little bit more, including the company, remember? Because again, they're picking up 75%, we're picking up 25%. So if we see a little increase, the company sees a little increase, we're not passing it through to you guys specifically. It's just that healthcare, as you might imagine, gets more expensive year over year. And some years we have to all absorb a little bit extra. But I think this year, if I saw and remembered, all the numbers are really, really reasonable. And again, if you don't think we're doing great, talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends and family and see what they're paying. Because I promise you, our stuff is incredibly competitive compared to what else is out there. All right. So we've got a passive enrollment this year, which is great because that means a little less work for everybody involved. But you did mention that I think we're getting new cards this year. So tell us a little more about what to expect there, because I know obviously that's a big thing, is to make sure you want to have the current and correct card when you walk into that healthcare office to be seen. So what's going on with the cards and what should we expect and look for there?
Yes. So you're getting new Cigna ID cards. We're adding extra benefits to our pharmacy plan. So it's just a new ID card. You know, it's no different than what you currently have, just a new one. And so be sure when you go to the pharmacy that you take your card with you so they could update your information, take it with you to the doctor so they can update your information. One thing too, if you don't physically have your ID card, it's okay. You can always download the Cigna app and you can access your ID cards on the app, which is nice because then you'll always have it with you, as long as you have your phone with you.
You know, I got to tell you, that is so helpful, because as someone who, you know, as a guy who only carries a wallet that's about this thin, I don't like having a whole bunch of extra cards on me at any given time. And I can't tell you how often I've gone out to have to pick something up and not have the right card with me. And since we launched that app, it's been such a blessing. You just pop into the app, be signed in. And it's such a great app to begin with. There's so much information in there. There's things you can find out about your benefits. There are ways to, you know, find a doctor, get referrals, get wellness updates and information through Cigna. So it's a really great app worth having. Annabelle, do you want to say anything else about the app? Because I know Cigna puts a lot of work into making that a place that is a great destination for wellness and healthcare information.
Absolutely, Jeff. I have to tell you, I choose to navigate my healthcare information through the app. It's fast, it's easy. You can look at your claims, you can look for doctors, you can write medications. Mm-hmm. You can pretty much look at everything related to your healthcare through the Cigna app. So I really highly recommend that everyone, if you do not have the Cigna app downloaded, you can just log in with your fingerprint. All your healthcare information will be just at the touch of your fingerprint.
Yeah, it's fantastic. If you're on a device that uses Face ID or Touch ID or any of those, you don't even have to remember your password after the first login. You just look at it and it just, everything's right there. But the ability to have that card on the go, on the fly, and not have to worry about it, because you might leave your wallet at home. You will never leave your cell phone at home. You won't even leave it when you walk from the couch to the kitchen. So you'll always have that card with you, and it's a great way. And we can do that, I believe, with, correct me if I'm wrong, Rosanna, but that's our Cigna card is in there. Our iMed card, I believe, is that way as well.
Delta Dental.
And dental as well. So you can have all your medical cards right inside your phone, access them on the fly, and that way you're making sure that you're updated. Because again, we're adding some benefits to pharmacy, right? There's some back-end changes. I think Cigna bought a pharmacy carrier that's going to get us some better pricing. And
there's more savings programs added to the pharmacy benefit.
There you go. Some more savings, but you got to make sure they've got the current plan option numbers so that they know that we've added those pieces. So, you know, it's never our favorite thing to have to make complexity a part of this. And we know you guys getting new cards, it's like, I got to get a new card and keep track of it. But it's worth it this time to make sure you've got your new card, make sure it's updated, because it's going to save you a few more bucks at the pharmacy. And again, do it on the phone, keep it in the app. You won't have to worry about it one bit. All right. So new cards, digital cards, that's fantastic stuff. Prices basically pretty close to where they've been. Premiums and costs inside may have tweaked a little, but it happens. Let's talk a little bit about the opt-out for a second. I know this doesn't affect a huge population of our employees, but it does affect some, so I do want to make sure I'm clear. So we offer, of course, healthcare benefits to all of our full-time staff, and we want them to take advantage of it, but we do also offer an opt-out benefit if you are covered on a spouse or other plan. I know we've got some veterans, ex-military, that might still be on VA benefits and would prefer that. So there's definitely some people who might have options for other healthcare that saves them some money at home. And this is actually a way to let them save a little bit extra, because they pick up a few extra bucks a year, right?
Yes. So JJ Taylor gives $500 a year, and it's paid out on your paycheck. So if you have, like Jeff said, insurance elsewhere, you'll get that $500 incentive, which is pretty nice. You know, you could use it towards your other healthcare coverage or just keep it.
Exactly. But the key to this is twofold. Number one, you have to have another eligible healthcare plan. You can't just say, I don't want benefits and give me $500. You're either in our benefits or you have to be in someone else's. And that's where the verification comes in. So remind us again about what we need to do to verify if we are in that plan or if we're moving to that plan. Say maybe you got married this year, you're moving over to your spouse's healthcare and you're going to be taking the opt-out from us. A, take advantage of it because it's a great benefit. But B, what do they need to do to make sure they've got that covered for you guys?
Yeah, HR just needs a copy of your 2021 paperwork just showing that you're covered next year on someone's plan or a different plan. Or if you have a card, we just need a copy of that card. And if you don't have that information by November 9th, just reach out to us and I'll just, you know, mark it down and we'll just kind of wait until you actually get it.
Okay, great. So if I'm moving over to my spouse's plan, they move at the first of the year just like us. It's my first time over. I might not have that card yet. As long as I notify you guys and I can get that proof of information after the first of the year, everything's going to be good.
It says now 30 days.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Some people may not have their new information, you know, right now in October. We don't. So anytime, just let us know. We'll put you on the list.
So I see we've got a question from Jennifer. So Jennifer, let me get to you here for just a second and make sure that we can answer that. Jennifer, you're on the round table with Rosanna and Annabelle, and you had a question about prescriptions. Did you want to get a good answer on that?
But if they wanted to move to 30 day, because some of the pharmacies, like I know I had to move to CVS because
Walgreens. No, you can actually, stay with the 90-day supply. That's what we want you to do. Obviously, to have, you know, we want you to be compliant and have to refill your medications less often. So you can do your 90-day supply. We know we have the 90-day now program. So there are some pharmacies that you can look up on your Cigna app, and you can actually fill out your 90-day supply. So you can still do that. Right. I think long term, you might want to transition to the home delivery pharmacy for the 90-day supply, but you can still do that. Yes, CVS is part of the 90-day program, so you'll be able to get your 90-day supply there if that's what you choose to.
Great question, Jen. Thanks so much for asking it. Obviously, you know, the recurring medication cycle is a big question for a lot of people, so I appreciate you bringing it up. We've got a question from Henry in Tampa. Henry, go ahead with Rosanna and Annabelle. You're at the round table as well.
Hi, my question was for the Cigna app, where you said that you could just log in and kind of see all your cards and everything. So, and I see on here where you can invite a family member, but how old do they have to be in order to be invited to create their own card?
Gotcha. Okay, so he's got a dependent that lives in another area. Once that is going to be on his health insurance, wants her to be able to access a copy of the card via the app, but is too young to be able to create her own profile. Is there a way to share the cards digitally, or would she have to be signed in under his account?
Yes. So what you can do is when you go to your Cigna app, you can click on her ID, which is located on the top right corner. Click on your ID card, and you can select all the family members that you have covered, and you can just simply click share and send it to your daughter. So she will have it on her, on her phone.
Makes total sense, and it's accepted all physicians. They'll accept that as a form of ID coverage.
Absolutely, yes. You will not. She will not have any problem showing that at her doctor's office.
Yeah, because they'll just need the member ID number, pretty much, and if they need the address or the phone number on the back.
The card sharing stuff and the app for that is such a great piece. And you know, to Henry's point, if you have people that are in other locations, or if you want to make sure they've got a digital version, if it's a kid that has joint custody, great opportunity to make sure that if they're on your plan, you've got something available to them at all times, and you can quickly share it again if they need it. So if you're at the office and someone calls you and says, "I need a copy of the kid's insurance card," hit that share button. Much easier than having to remember where you left it at home or try to get a copy of it made in a short amount of time. So great stuff. Great app. Super useful. There's a lot more coming in the digital space with that sort of stuff. Annabelle, I know we've heard about it before, but tell us a little bit about some of the other digital forward things that we've got going on, including telehealth, which I know has been a big thing this year with doctor's offices and this crazy COVID summer we've had. You know, a lot of people aren't heading into the doctor's office. A lot of doctor's offices have stopped doing in-person appointments for non-emergency or non-essential procedures. But with telehealth, you have the ability to get to a doctor even when you can't get out of the house. So remind us a little bit about what telehealth can do for us.
Absolutely, Jeff. So like you said, you're right on point. During this pandemic, telemedicine or virtual care has gone through the roof. A lot of us are not comfortable going to the doctor and just being around sick people. You do have the option of seeing a virtual healthcare provider, a board certified doctor. You can even have access to a pediatrician, a licensed counselor, a psychiatrist. This is a service that you can access via phone or video chat. It's your option how you want to engage with the provider. One of the wonderful things about this service, Jeff, is that it's available 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. For the guys that are out on the field driving, they don't have time to go to the doctor's office, they don't want to have to take time off, or they have children. I have a six-year-old boy. He loves to get sick on the weekends at night. I don't want to run to the ER because I don't want to have to.
How inconvenient of him. How dare he, Annabelle? Really? That is so inconsiderate of your schedule.
Absolutely, right? So I don't want to go to the ER. I don't want to pay the price. I don't want to go to the urgent care. Telehealth, it's, you know, if you have the app downloaded, that's the easiest way to access a virtual care doctor. You register right on the dashboard. You're going to see a link that says connect now. All you have to do is click on it and be connected with a doctor. Typically, the waiting time is about 4 to 5 minutes, Jeff, to be connected with a doctor. Very, very quick. The typical time frame visit lasts about 13 to 15 minutes. Very easy. One thing I would recommend everyone to do is to please register for the service prior to getting sick. Right? When you're sick, the last thing you want to do is to go through the registration process, right? It takes about 8 to 10 minutes. Just like if you're going to a doctor's office, right? You have to fill out paperwork. Complete that paperwork in advance. So when you get sick and you need the service, all you have to do is click connect now and have access to that provider. So it's not just for medical reasons, right? So we have to use our logic here. So let's kind of like review the things that you can use this service for. If you have a UTI, a urinary tract infection, you have a sinus infection, you have the flu, you have a headache, things like that, virtual care would definitely work for you. Now, if your chest is hurting, you think you broke a bone, that might not be the best option for you. So think about that. Also remember that you can also see a behavioral health provider. So if you want to see especially during this pandemic, you know, I don't think there's one person that, hasn't gone through stress, right? Stress affecting your life in one way or another. If you need to see a counselor, a psychiatrist, this is an option that you can use as well. You know, there's a big stigma about mental health. If you don't feel comfortable going to a doctor's office for X or Y reason, this is another way that you can actually see a provider through virtual care.
One thing to add too, I'm going to add, before in the past we've used Amwell and MD Live. Going forward, we're only using MD Live. So just so everyone knows, MD Live, and it's also in your packets too, in your booklet.
All right. So we want to get on there. We want to register, get all that paperwork up and out of the way, taken care of. And then it's just there, right? It's unlike going to 5 different urgent cares around town each time I feel sick and having to fill out the patient form every time. If I fill this out once in the MD Live app, it's there. And the next time and the next time and the next time, my record is there and all that info is there, which is great. Get that out of the way ahead of time. It's one of those things, you know, sit down while you're sitting there watching TV on the couch, and you're not watching TV, you're looking at your phone anyway. Look at this app for 10 minutes, set this up, have it ready to go, and then be able to connect with it. And Annabelle, I appreciate you bringing up all the different ways that we can use that and the kind of practitioners that are there, because I think that's really important that people remember it's not just physical health. Mental health is a huge part of it, and you can get to that kind of care and that kind of access from the comfort of your home without having to worry about stepping out the door. So whether it's protecting your health by not being around people who might be sick, or protecting your privacy by staying home and talking to someone right from the comfort of your couch. Telehealth has become a huge, huge benefit for us over the last few years. We are fortunate to have had it now for a couple of years. A lot of companies found out about it just when the pandemic started and are scrambling to catch up. But here we've been lucky enough to be on this a couple of years ahead. And it's a great offering. And I think people should definitely make sure they have it to take advantage of. Because like you said, it's the nights, it's the weekends, it's the non-emergency things. Remember, it's not there to help you if you break a bone. Your camera does not have an X-ray scanner in it, so they can't really do much for you with a broken bone, and certainly any emergency issues, get in and see someone right away. But for non-emergency issues, I do agree, it's such a great offering.
The cost of it too is going to be the cost of your copay with your primary care provider too, so you know it's the same copay that you would pay if you were to go in office.
Yeah, one thing, Jeff, too, I want to make it very clear, is virtual care providers can actually prescribe medication. So if you need an antibiotic, they can do that for you. So keep that in mind. Once you have the appointment, they put that order into the pharmacy. You never left your home. All you have to do is drive to your pharmacy and pick it up.
Or hire a TaskRabbit or Uber, probably drop it right off to your door for you. Yeah.
Uber. Uber pharmacy is next.
Uber pharmacy. It's going to go right. Take with food. So they're going to Uber Eats your lunch and grab the pills and just drop it all off at the house. It'll be perfect. And speaking of medical interventions and getting ahead of the curve, we do have a big new offering coming up this year, and it's not going to be for everybody, and it's not going to be something even most people would need. But for the people who do need it, it's a really exciting new offering. If you haven't heard the term medical tourism, it sounds like a vacation, and that's almost right, but not exactly. And so tell us a little bit about medical tourism. What is it? What would be maybe you want to keep it in mind for, or possibly use it for? And tell us about this new offering that we have available.
Absolutely, Jeff. So yeah, so I'm very happy to share this news. This is a new benefit to JJ Taylor employees that are covered under the plan and their dependents. So medical tourism, a term that is gaining a lot of popularity in the healthcare industry. In very simple terms, Jeff, it's just simply a travel benefit that covers eligible travel expenses if JJ Taylors participate in the surgical and treatment support program that is going to be offered for Cigna, with Cigna. So let me talk about this surgical program. So this surgical program basically offers a benefit for certain non-emergency surgeries. So we're talking about knee replacement, hip replacement, low back surgery. So if you're thinking about getting that surgery, this program really offers a great benefit. You can be covered at 100%. Obviously, you have to meet your deductible. So if you have a deductible in your plan, you have to meet that deductible in order for the surgery to be covered at 100%. The provider and the facility have to be part of the program. So what this means is it's covered at 100%. You don't have a copay. You don't have a coinsurance. You don't have billing surprise with removing that financial barrier for you to seek care. And when the medical tourism benefit comes in place, it's really to help you offset all those expenses that come with your travel, right? So if you have to go to your facility and the facility is about, you know, 60 miles away from your house or more, then you can be eligible to receive up to $600 to cover expenses such as, you know, gas expenses, you know, hotel room, all of those things. So we really want to make sure that we're, you know, offering you a benefit that is your, you know, you find not only financial, but also physical pain. So if you're seeking surgery for knee or hip or low back pain, again, what I would recommend for you to do is just to call the number that is located on your benefit guide. Rosanna, correct me if I'm wrong, but you do have a flyer about this program, right, on the benefit guide?
Yes, it's in their open enrollment packets.
Absolutely.
Great. So let's break this down a little bit more, because it is really interesting stuff. So let's imagine a situation where I need a knee replacement. Athlete that I am, we want to, you know, get this thing fixed, because clearly my linebacker days are what caused it. So I need a knee replacement, hypothetical situation, and I go to my doctor and they say, we need to get this done. It's not an emergency procedure. It's what they would call an elective procedure, but it is something I want to get taken care of. My local doctor probably has a recommendation of who they would use or what they would do there locally. Why might I want to reach out to this program as an alternative or get this into the mix? What's the advantages for me besides just going somewhere else?
Great question, Jeff. So there's a big advantage. If you're using a provider and a facility that is part of the program, your surgery will be covered at 100%, right? For all the eligible expenses. That is your incentive right there, right? So I'll kind of walk you through a scenario of someone maybe needing a surgery.
Absolutely. Let's talk about it.
Okay. So very simple. You call the 1-800 number. You can find it on your benefit guide on the flyer that outlines the program. You're going to be put in touch with a Cigna personal guide. That guide would explain you the treatment support program along with the medical tourism benefit, the travel benefit that I just talked about. That one guide will hold your hand throughout the process, will find you the quality, cost-efficient provider that you need to see to consult for your surgery. After that, you go see your surgeon. You consult about your surgery. The Cigna personal guide will follow up with you after your consultation. They're going to develop an individualized treatment plan for you. Let's say you go ahead and move forward with the surgery. The surgeon says, yes, that's the best option for you. You have surgery. What would happen is that you should expect no out-of-pocket costs to you, right? So you have to meet the deductible, but other than that, it will be covered at 100%. And then for surgery, you still have that guy next to you. That one guy will still check in as you begin your post-op treatment. So if you need to have physical therapy, occupational therapy, imaging, anything like that, that one guy would help you throughout the process. And the best thing about it, Jeff, is that there's no surprise bills. Surgery is paid as expected.
Wow. Okay. So I need an elective surgery. I reach out to this, I'm going to call him a medical Sherpa, who's going to guide me through the entire process beginning to end. They're going to help me get in touch with the provider I need. They're going to help me coordinate with my doctor. They're going to make sure that my travel is taken care of, help me find a place to stay, get all set up, make all that happen, get the surgery I need, and then even the follow-up, the physical therapy and the follow-up appointments, all coordinated by one person. So I only have to worry about talking to one person at Cigna, and they're going to not only take care of all my problems, but I'm not going to see any surprise bills from it either.
Absolutely. They take all the homework away from you. The tourism benefit, the tourism travel tourism benefit, it's really, they make it very convenient. They just put the money on a debit card. So you can actually be eligible up to $600 to cover all those expenses, right? So that's great.
So what's the underlying philosophy? I mean, why would I want to travel to, other than obviously for me, it's no cost within the plan. What's the benefit for Cigna? Are you guys just able to, you know, you're finding the lowest cost place to do it? Or why would we want to go here instead of staying close to home?
Okay, well, the main reason why is because we evaluate these providers. We evaluate these facilities. We make sure that these facilities and providers provide the best quality outcomes, okay? The most cost-effective providers to use. So you're not only saving yourself money, you're saving the plan money, right? So it's a win-win situation, whatever way you look at it.
So you guys are selecting providers that are so good at it that there's not going to be, we're going to save what a lesser provider might have in ancillary costs. There's less chance of a mistake. There's less chance that I'm going to be in physical therapy longer than I should. There's less chance that they're going to do something, you know, have the wrong doctor on the wrong day or hold me over. By getting to these providers who are really, they're the best in the business at these particular surgeries, we're saving our costs because we're going top of the line, not bottom.
Absolutely, Jeff. You said it right there. Like you wouldn't want to go to a cardiologist to get your feet, right, examined. So you're going to be the best of the best. People that specialize in knee surgery, hip surgery, low back surgery. So you said it right there.
And that's why the travel then becomes a part of it, because the best knee surgeon may not be local. And if you limit yourself to what the local options are, you'll get the best local knee surgeon. But with this program, you're getting the best knee surgeon we can find in the Cigna network across most of the country, right?
Right. So we have three states where we're currently offering this program. We have obviously Florida, in the Orlando area, we have Tennessee, we have Colorado, but we're also rapidly expanding. So for 2021, you're going to see a lot more surgeries being included into this treatment program and a lot more locations where members will be able to get it done.
Okay. So depending on the surgery, I might have to go to, you know, a different part of Florida or Tennessee or Colorado, and hence the tourism part of all this.
Correct.
Gotcha. So really an amazing offering, right? If you've got an elective surgery, these are often some of your most costly surgeries because they are elective. And you've got to get this thing done, and you're putting it off, or the doctor says, well, we really ought to get this done in the next couple of years. And then you see what that bill is going to be, and you decide, I'm going to wait as long as I can because I don't want to have to take that bill unless I have to. But of course, we know that medically speaking, the sooner you get it done, the less chance there is for something else to go wrong, something else to get injured. This way, all the cost is absorbed. You're getting 100% coverage. Go ahead and get those procedures done sooner than later. Get them done at the best facilities we can find across the country. And one great Cigna medical Sherpa will take care of everything to make that happen for you.
Absolutely.
That is a fantastic benefit. All right. Well, medical tourism, very exciting stuff. And another one of those forward-thinking, different kind of benefits that we're offering this year. Big inclusion in this year's medical benefits offering. So please make sure to check out the flyer in your packet on that one, because if it does apply to you, or you said dependents as well, right, Annabelle?
Absolutely. Yes,
dependents. If you or someone on your plan coverage needs an elective surgery this year, please take the time to look into the medical tourism if it so helps you. I do have a question popping up here in the chat, which is, what if you haven't met the deductible yet? You'll just have to meet the deductible before the rest of that kicks in?
Absolutely. Yes. So the first plans, the $250 and $500. Rosanna, correct me if I'm wrong, there is a copay if you use an in-network doctor. So you have to meet that. For the other plans, you do have to meet the full deductible before the surgery is covered at 100%.
Okay. So once the deductible is met, it's 100%. If you already met the deductible for the year for other reasons, you're already then covered in as well too.
You could.
There you go. So meet the deductible and get ready to go. And again, for a major surgery like that, if you have to meet the deductible first, you're still probably going to come out ahead with 100% coverage on the back. So what a really cool offering. I know the other offering that we've had over the last, and this isn't new this year, but I know we've talked about it in the past. I want to make sure people know about it again, is I believe we're still partnered with a company called Livongo. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Rosanna, remind us about Livongo and what it can do for our teams.
Yes. So our Livongo program is our diabetes prevention management program. So again, one thing that's great about our benefits and all of our wellness programs, it's offered to employees and dependents. So anyone that's covered under our Cigna plan, in this case, you're eligible for the diabetes management program. And under the program, you get unlimited strips, you get a glucose meter, and you get personalized insights and someone that will speak to you, kind of like a coach or, you know, someone to guide you. It's really easy to join online. The link is actually in the open enrollment book. So you can you know, sign up that way if you'd like to, or you can give Livongo a call or come see a member of HR and we can help you get signed up.
So for diabetics, either in our company who are on our benefits or their dependents, anyone covered in our plan?
Or dependents, correct.
All right. So we're talking a test meter, free strips, and personal feedback and coaching from a medical specialist in how to manage our diabetes.
Yeah. Unlimited strips too, to make it even better.
So something to keep in mind, guys, as you're looking ahead to 2021 and are you looking at your plan, your spouse's plan, and who you have in the family, benefits like this can make a huge difference in the actual out-of-pocket costs. And if you're looking at our plan versus a spouse's or a dependent's plan which one's going to make a difference, consider things like medical tourism that might be part of your forecast for 2021. Consider things like the Livongo benefit, because those costs can really add up and they're not always in the straight dollars and cents of what am I paying for my premium, what are my deductibles and copays. It's really important as you look ahead to your benefits and forecast your year, think about what you expect your medical costs to be. Think about what your family and dependents issues are that are going to need to be covered. Look at those costs in totality, because oftentimes you might pay a couple more bucks here, but end up getting so many more benefits like this that it offsets itself in the long run. So really something to keep in mind. We've talked a lot about medical. Rosanna, I want to take a couple minutes here at the end and talk about, just because I know open enrollment means we can recheck any of our benefits, right? This is our chance, our 2-week magical window of the year to change up anything. So anything we should be aware of in dental, in vision, or any supplemental coverages that people might want to reevaluate this time of year?
So we don't have any changes for any of the other benefits other than medical, where we have slight changes. Something that I do like that I want to talk about is Health Advocate, which we've had, you know, this whole time, but we don't have a lot of utilization, but it's a great benefit that JJ pays for employees. And it's offered, again, to employees, spouse, children, parents, parents-in-law, like pretty much anyone in your household. And so with this, it's really nice because Health Advocate has our plans. So if you have any issues with billing, claims, you're trying to make an appointment, or you just want to, you know, compare plans to see which is best for you, you can reach out to Health Advocate and they can help you, which is pretty cool. They can resolve claims and billing issues if you don't want to be in the middle between your provider and Cigna. Reach out to Health Advocate, they can help you. It's a great, like I said, it's a great offering. I think everybody, you know, if you have any issues, you should contact them. That way they can help you. And it's something that we currently have in place. It's not something that's going to be new for next year. So if you have any issues going on right now and you need help with, reach out to them.
Yeah, great resource if you want to compare plans and make sure you've got the best fit plan for you based on your forecast and your medical needs. Great if you want to make sure you can find doctors and networks or specialists that might need. Great resource, like you said, if you've ever gotten one of those random bills, you go to the doctor and they say, oh yeah, you're good, you're all taken care of, head on out for the day, nice to see you at the receptionist desk. And then 2 weeks later, you get an envelope that's like, oh, by the way, you owe us for this. And you're going, I don't even know what this is, let alone why it's being sent to me. Health Advocate is a great resource to be able to call them up and say, tell me what this is and should I be paying it? And if not, they will actually take over the process of getting it cleared up and making it go where it's supposed to, right?
Yes. Great benefit.
Huge benefit. And available to all of our employees right now. So again, another one of those medical Sherpas that we have that'll help get you to the right place and guide you through it. So we are, of course, you know, doing our open enrollment window of the year. This is the time to make sure your information's right, your beneficiaries are up to date, everything is good and done. October 26th through November 9th, those are going to be the dates. And they'll just head into Dayforce, right? Either on the app or on their computer?
On their computer. do not try it on your app. Yeah, it's pretty simple. I mean, it's just like, you know, our other passive enrollments, just go in and make changes if you need to. If not, then don't bother. But I always just think it's a nice time. It takes 5 minutes to log into Dayforce and just review what you currently have, because some people don't even know. They don't know what they're enrolled in, to be quite honest. They call me and ask me what they're enrolled in. So it's just a good time. Update your address, update phone number, update your dependents, update your beneficiaries. Update your enrollment if you need to, increase or decrease your life insurance, you know, if you have that. We have so many benefit offerings too, like even within just our like benefit offerings itself. So we have a lot of great things going.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, benefits is one of those things that, you know, we joke, but it is a thing that people tend to not think about until they need them. But that's why we do this open enrollment once a year. We want you guys to take a few moments once a year, think about what you're doing. Be intentional. When it comes to your healthcare, when it comes to your health and wellness in general, be proactive, be engaged, be intentional. Know what you've got available to you. Take the time to forecast it. Get the best plan for yourself. And all these resources that you have, the packet that's coming your way, what's available online, Health Advocate, and all these others, they are great resources to make you informed and educated and confident that you've got the right plan for you and your family to get the best and most maximized benefits possible.
I do want to add something too, because we're talking about wellness and everything. Wellness exams. So I know this year, you know, we've sent out notifications and emails, and it's everything is in your book. So this year we're not requiring wellness exams because of everything that has been going on, and we understand. But if you did not get your wellness exam in 2019 for 2020, so you currently don't have the discount, but you did get an exam this year for next year, you will get the discount. However, if you already have the discount this year but don't get an exam for next year, we're not going to remove the discount. So,
all right. So if you didn't get one this year, if you've been getting the discount, didn't make it to the doctor this year because of COVID, we're just going to let you keep it next year. Fantastic. If you didn't have it this year, but you went to the doctor anyway, you will get it for next year. But next year in 2021, for going forward, next year we are going to expect everybody before the year end gets back to the doctor, gets that wellness exam.
We hope life is back to normal again, so everybody go back to the doctor next year and get your exams done. And spouses too, if they're covered.
There you go. So folks, if you missed the wellness exam this year, we understand, but going into next year, the plan for now, unless things change, but the plan for now is we want you to get back in there and get that done. So not messing with anybody's coverage. We'll make sure you're taken care of, and we'll keep the discounts in place, but definitely make sure you get that. Again, be proactive, be on top of your health and your wellness and your benefits, because you might not need them until you need them, but when you need them, you want them to be right. And that's what open enrollment is all about, is making sure we're doing that. All right. Well, I appreciate you ladies taking the time out to walk us through this. Like I said, I know it's playoff season for you and all this is going on. Super Bowl begins October 26th to November 9th for these two. And for all of us, as we take time to hop back into it and make sure you have your available stuff. Thank you. Big thank you to Annabelle Blanner from Cigna. And of course, Rosanna Anderson Prasad, our HR benefits specialist in Tampa. You guys have been great for being here with me. I really appreciate taking the time out here on the round table. I'm going to let the two of you guys head off for the afternoon and get back to making it happen. So thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Roseanne. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, everyone, for joining.
And folks, that's going to do it for us here on the Brew University Virtual Roundtable as well. If you have any further questions regarding your open enrollment that is from October 26th to November 9th, please reach out to your local HR team. They're going to be happy to help you get that going. And don't forget, take the time, look at your benefits, make sure you're on top of it, because here we really want to make sure our employees are well taken care of. Your health and wellness matters. These are physical jobs, high demand. We want you guys to stay healthy and stay smart. A little bit of time invested now will make next year's benefits smooth sailing for you. So we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Brew University Virtual Roundtable, and we will be back again next month with more shenanigans. So thanks for being a part of it. Have a great afternoon, everybody, and we'll talk to you again next time.